Today's shir is Daf Chaf Gimel in Masech de Pesachim. We're going to begin on Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Just to review, we've had for the last 2 days a machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rebavua. When the Torah uses the terminology Loisoichel, what does that include? According to Chizkiyah, it only includes Anisra Achila, Anisra to eat. According to Rabbi Avuah, it includes an Isra Hanah, that you're not allowed to have any benefit. Chizkiyah does agree that if the Torah uses some sort of a unique terminology, like by Chometz, where it doesn't say Lo Yoichel, it says Lo Yisra Ochel, then it includes an Isra Hanah. Ask the Gemara, very Ola. The halacha is that a tree, for the first 3 years, any fruit that grows from it, it's also to eat that fruit, it's Ola. Rechmana Omer, it says in the Torah, Reilim lo yo'ichel. The arla, they may not be eaten. V'tanya, and we learned in a braisa, Reilim lo yo'ichel. Something that's arla may not be eaten. Ein li ela esa achila. That means you're not allowed to eat it. V'nayin shlo yerim emenu. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Shlo yitzbaba. You're not allowed to use it for a dye. V'lo yadlik ba'asaner. You're not allowed to use it for fuel. Tamaloymer. V'araltem arlosoi. Areilim lo yo'ichel. Larabbas is kulam. The Torah mentions extra words to teach us that all these benefits are awesome. So Tosfos asks the obvious question: why do I have to have separate limudim, separate sources for each one of these types of hana? Once we know that lo yana, that you're not allowed to have hana, so it's obviously you can't use it for dyeing, and it's obviously you can't use it for fuel. Why are they singled out? So Tosfos says, color, a dye, is less by mashasha. It's not really something of substance. So I would therefore think that even if you're not allowed to have hana, that means a regular benefit. But to use it for a dye is not really considered benefit. That's why I have to have a separate pasuk for color. Fuel, Tosfos says, since the Torah tells us to dispose it, so when I'm using it for fuel, I'm disposing of it. So maybe while I'm disposing of it, I'm allowed to have hana. That's why these types of hana, using it as fuel, using it as a dye, have to be singled out.
And for Arla.
In fact, the Mefarshim point something out. Rashi says, "V'lo yitzbaba kigoy beklipei agoizim," like the shells of agoizim. So the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, want to say that even Nana was saying that you're not allowed to use Arla fruit as a color. It's only fruits that are normally used as a color. Klipei agoizim are used as a dye. But let's say you have a fruit, an apple. It's not normally used as a dye. It could be then you would be allowed to use it as a dye because that's not its form of hana. So that's how we know that all things are awesome. But what do we see? Says the Gemara. Tam the kos rachmana v'raltem arosa arelim. That's why you're not allowed to have hana from Allah. Holaf hachi, if I didn't have this pasuk, have amina issa achila mashma. There's an issa to eat it, issa hanam loy mashma, but there is no issa to have benefit. Ask the Gemara, according to Bavu, as soon as it says loy soichel, you're not allowed to have hanam. Why do I need these separate psukim? Answers the Gemara, lo'olam loyoichel mashma bein issa achila bein issa hanam. The word loyoichel includes both. However, v'shani hasam, d'ksiv lachem. The Torah uses the word lachem, which would seem to indicate that you're allowed to have hanam. That's why I have to have these extra psukim to say you're not allowed to have more. Vitzrach. So obviously, the question is, Salkadat Chemina, Hoyel Ksiv Lechem, Shelechem Yehei. Since the Torah used the word Lechem, which would seem to indicate that you're allowed to have Hano, Kamash Malon, all these psukim that you're not allowed to. Ask the Gemara, Velahash the Ksiv Hanach Kroy. So now that I have all these psukim, which tell us that you're not allowed to have hanof from Orla, Sulchem, Lamali. And what the Gemara is really asking is, don't write Lechem, and then I won't need all these psukim, and I'll rely on my yechel that you're not allowed to have hanof. Answered the Gemara, I need the Lechem. Lechretanya. Lechem, what does Lechem teach us? Lerabois esanatua lerabim. According to Tanakama, a tree which is planted for the public is included in the Issa Arla. And as Machlaikus Rashi and Tosfos, what does Hanatula Rabbi mean? Rashi means, Hanatula Rabbi means that it's planted in the Rishus HaRabim, Lutzayrach Harabim for the public benefit, and it's still included in the din of Arla. Taisus says that Anatul Harabim means that it's planted in the Rishus HaYochid, but it's planted Lutzayrach Harabim. That's Tanakama holds that the Pasuk Lachem includes it. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Lahaitzias Anatul Harabim. The word Lachem is needed for the Tula Rabbim, but just the opposite goal. Lechem teaches us that this type of tree is excluded from Orla. And the Gemara explains the Machloikas. My Tam the Tanakama. What's Tanakama's reason? The Ksiv, Vinatatem. The Torah begins the parasha of Orla teaching us Vinatatem when you plant. That means Leyochad Mashma, Lerabim Loy Mashma. The Torah is speaking to an individual, not to the public. Then kos rachmona lochem. Then the Torah adds the word lochem. What is the purpose of writing that word? Lahavi as netul rabim, to include that even this tree, which is netul rabim, is included in the din of Arla. Rabbi Yehuda goes the opposite direction. Netatem, he says that the word netatem means mashma bein l'rabim bein l'yochid, both types of trees, both the tree which is public and private. V'lechem, and the word lechem also means that. Bein yochid, bein rabim. So, mashma. So now we have a problem. We have two words that say the exact same thing. Why do I need two words that say the exact same thing? Have a ribuy achar ribuy. So now in a situation where we have two words that teach us the same thing, bein ribuy achar ribuy alamat, we have a klal and shas, we'll talk about it in a moment, that wherever we have two words that teach us the same thing, that means the second word is not coming to add, it's coming to subtract. And tell us that only a tree which is liyachid has a din of Allah, not a tree which is l'rabin. So now, let's understand. There's a fundamental need to understand this Gemara. The Tanakhama says the word v'netatem means only liyachid. And Rabbi Huda says that the word v'netatem means bein yachid, bein rabin. So ask Rabbi Chanan, the Kaibet Shurim, how could you have a disagreement on the taich, on the definition of a word? This is simple translation. So Vachana explains, according to Tanakhama, when we see a word, the word netatim, Tanakhama says we can't just translate it literally. We have to look at the context. And when the Torah uses the word netatim, it's talking to an individual, because individuals plant trees. That's why the Tanakhama holds in the Tatem is speaking to an individual. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we look at the literal translation. What is the literal translation? Bein Yochid, Bein Rabim. That's why they begin very different places. Now, the Rishash makes a very interesting point. He says, let's read Rabbi Yehuda's words. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'netatem, mashma bein l'rabim bein l'yochid. So he mentions Rabim and then Yochid. And then Lechem, it says Ben Yochid Ben Rabim, mentions Yochid and then Rabim. You should be consistent. Either always mention Rabim first, or always mention Yochid first. So the Nemukei Agriv says a beautiful teretz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first Netatem comes to include what? It comes to include a tree that's LeYochid, a tree that's LeRabim. Which is a bigger Chiddush? Which is a bigger Chiddush that is included in Arla? Rabim. So we mention the bigger Chiddush first. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what does the Lechem do? It excludes something. What is the bigger thing to exclude? The Yochid. So that's why he mentions Yochid first. And what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? Ein ribuy achar ribuy. That since the Torah says a ribuy twice, it must be to exclude. So the Taisus in Masechta Baba Kama. Taisus asks, if ein ribuy achar ribuy elamat, so don't say the ribuy at all. Because the first ribuy adds, the second ribuy comes to subtract. They sort of cancel each other out. So don't start. It's a question for ribuy achar ribuy for the whole shas. So Taisus answers that the reason the Torah sometimes has to do ribuy achar ribuy lemayit is because otherwise I may end up with a kal v'chaymer or some other svara to tell me a din which is not lahalacha. That's why the Torah has to go out of its way to write a ribuy achar ribuy. It's interesting. Lahalacha lemaisa, the Rambam says that the din of Netul L'Rabim, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, HaNetul L'Rabim, there's a din of Orla, like the Tanakhama. In Chutz La'aretz, the din of Netul L'Rabim, there is no Orla. because normally there is a din of Arul and Chutz La'aretz. People should remember that. The Rosh says Al Gemara doesn't make any difference between Etzes Arul and Chutz La'aretz. Where's the Rambam making these nafkaminas? What is Pshat in the Rambam? So there are two ways of learning the Rambam. One Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam says that Al Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama are speaking about Etzes Arul alone. Another way they say Pshat in the Rambam is like this, that we have a klal that in Chutz La'aretz we're always makel, we're always lenient in Halchas Arla. So since we have a machloikis, the Tanakama is machmer, Rabbi Yehuda is makel. Says the Rambam, in Etz Yisrael, I'm going to go l'chumra. In Chutz La'aretz we have a rule that we always go l'kula in Arla, and that's why he's makel in Chutz La'aretz. Ask the Gemara, v'rei Truma. What about Truma? D'rachmana amar v'chazor la'yoichel kodesh. That anybody who's not a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. But it's not. We just learned the Mishnah Masechta Erevin. Ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin. A nozer who's not allowed to drink wine is allowed to use it for an erev. Well, Yisrael b'truma, and Yisrael is allowed to use truma. Why? Why could you use it? It's osa b'hano. And now, Tosis. First of all, we have to explain a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's really Gemara Masechta Erevin. Why you're not allowed to use these items for Erev? So Rashi says that since the halacha is that you could annul your naziris, or if you designated food as truma, you could have that annulled. So that's why these food items can be used for an Erev. Tosfos takes that's one approach in the Gemara Masechta Erevin. Tosfos takes a different approach. Tosfos' approach is that maybe I as Yisrael, or I as a Nazir, may not eat this food, but somebody else can. So it's still food. And that's why it could be used as an Erev. Says Tosfos, in Masechta Erevin we learned that there's a man, the Amar, that holds that you're only allowed to put down an Erev, Ledvar Mitzvah, and that we learned Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So what does the Gemara say? Yes, Truma is also Bahano. But what am I putting down the Erev for? I'm putting down the Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah, and Mitzvah is Lav Lehenes Nitnu. That's why I should be allowed to use it. The Gemara doesn't say this Teretz. So Tosfos says, it must be that the Gemara knew the Rav Avuah holds that the Erev could be put down with Dvar Rishus, or the Gemara knows the Rav Avuah holds the Mitzvah is Lehenes Nitnu. You can benefit from a Mitzvah. But I saw from the Sefer Dvar Shmuel a beautiful Teretz. He says like this. Yes, an Erev could be put down only Dvar Mitzvah. Yes, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. But the halacha is that what I put down has to have value. And this has no value. The bottom line is it has no value. I can't use for an Erev something which has no value. And therefore, it's not a kosher Erev. Even if you hold Erev is only Dvar Mitzvah, and even if you hold Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. Ask the Gemara, but how could you use the Erev of Truma? We're learning now, it says La Yoichel, and La Yoichel means that you're not allowed to have Hanah according to Ravua. On Rapapa, Shani Hosna, Makra, V'Trumaschem. The Torah adds the word Trumaschem, Shulchem Tehei. That you are allowed to have Hanah from Truma. Ask the Gemara, Vidach, Trumaschem, the Kol Yisrael Kama. What does the Torah mean with the word Trumaschem? That means according to Chizkiyah, there was no question. Because according to Chizkiyah, Lois Soichel only means an Isra Achila. So it's obvious that you're allowed to have Anah. So what do I need the word Trumaschem? So my answer, Trumaschem, the Torah is speaking, Kol Yisrael, Rashi says, the Torah is telling Leviim and Kohanim what they're allowed to do with the Truma. Verei Nezer. Ask them, what about Nezer? The Rechman Amar, it says in the Torah, Mechatsan about Zag Lo Yoichel, that a Nezer is not allowed to eat the skin or the pits of a grape. And according to Bavua, when it says the word La Yoichel, it means you're not allowed to have Hanah. And Tanan, and we just quoted the Mishnah, Me'arvil Nozer B'Yayin, that you are allowed to use wine for an Erev. Are you having Hanah? Now, Chassam Sofer asks, the Gemara seems to be out of order. The Mishnah mentions Me'arvil Nozer B'Yayin, Ul Yisrael B'Truma, speaks about Nozer first. Yet when the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara asked the question on Truma first. Says the Chassam Sofer that in the Mishnah, Nazir is mentioned before Truma. But in the Torah, Truma is mentioned before Naziris. So the Gemara wanted a follow the order of the Torah, not the order of the Mishnah. What Rabbi Neuberger wants to ask is, why did the Mishnah follow the order of the Torah? I don't know the answer to that question. So now the question is, why are you allowed to use, why is Noz allowed to use wine? He's not allowed to have Hanah. And the Mefarshim point out, there are other psukim that are actually mentioned before the pasuk of Mechatzan and Vatzag that tell us that a Noz is not allowed to drink wine. Why did the Gemara specifically pick the pasuk of Mechatzan and Vatzag? To show us how far a Noz is not allowed to have Hanah. If it would have spoken about the pasuk of grapes, about wine, that's obvious. That's something that you have benefit from. Here the Torah is talking even about the skin, even about the pits, something that you normally don't use, and the Torah tells you you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to have Hanah. So how could I now go use it for a nazir, for an Erev? Answers the Gemara, Amar Mazut Roshani Hasam, the Amakra Nizroi Shalo Yehei, that the nazir is allowed to have Hanah from these items. Now Tosfos asks, the Gemara should have now asked, and what's Chizkiyah going to do with Nizroi? Because according to Chizkiyah, we know it's Mutter B'Hanah, because it only says Leisoichel, and according to Chizkiyah, Leisoichel is only in Issar Achila. Answers Tosfos that Chizkiyah is going to teach us that the word Nizroi is the Odom Megaleich on Nizroi. A person has to carry out his own Nizirus vow. Ve'ena Megaleich on Nizirus of if he doesn't have to carry out his father's Nizirus vow. Rav Ashi says, how do you know a Noz is allowed to have Hanah from grape products? Because it says in the Pasuk, Kadosh Yeh Gadol Peres Aroishai. Gedulei Kodesh, only his hair is holy and he may not benefit. Vein Dava Achak Kodesh. Ask the Gemara on Rav Ashi, Mida Vein Dava Achak Siv. Where do you come to say this? The Torah is talking about the hair. How do you connect the hair to the grapes? El Mechvarta Kremazutra. We have to go back to Mazutra's Teretz, which is Nizroi, that he has a lot, that he's a lot of Al Noh. Ask the Gemara very Chodosh. We've spoken already in this Masechta that on the that the new crop may not be eaten until the second day of Pesach, and Bezman Shabbos Midrash HaYakayim, they brought a carbon omer. That the Rachman omer, Lechem V'Koli V'Karmel Leisoichlu Ad Yoyim Hazeh. Ad Etzem Yoyim Hazeh, so it says Leisoichlu, so it should mean that you're not allowed to have Hanah from Chodesh. But Tanan, yet there's a Mishnah Masechta Menuchos that says, Koitzel L'Shachas U'machle Behema. You're allowed to cut the new crop when it's still Shachas, when it's not completely developed, and serve it to your animal. Now, there's machlokes how to learn this line. Machlokes Rishonim. Some say that these two dinim go together. Koitzel l'shachas. Number one, the new crop is not allowed to be fully processed, and furthermore, it only may be served, maybe only fed lebehema. That's one way of learning it. Or another way of learning it is it's two dinim. Koitzel l'shachas. One is if it's not fully developed, you can always cut it. And another halach is machle behema. If you're only giving it to animals to eat, it's mutter. But whatever way you learn it, the kasha is there. If the Torah says loisoichlu that you're not allowed to have hanah according to Bavo, how could you serve it to your animal? Amar Rav Shmaya shani hasan d'amakra kitzirchem kitzirchem shulchem yehi. The Torah is telling us that you are allowed to have hanah. Vidach. Now again, according to Rav Chizkiyah, where we never had a question that it should be asa b'hanah. What did the word kitzirchem teach us? Like we said before, kitzirchem to call Yisrael mashma. The Torah is speaking to Yisrael, to klal Yisrael, and telling them the halachas. Ask the Gemara, reish shrotzim, that it's asa to eat one of the shrotzim. The rechmara mesheket zu lo ye'ochel. You're not allowed to eat it. Now here it says lo ye'ochel. So this would mean that even Chizkiyah would agree that it's asa b'hanah. Because as we began today's shir, Chizkiyah agrees when it doesn't just say lo yoichel, when it says lo yoochel, there's an iser hanah. V'tanan, there's a Mishnah that says, tzaydei chay v'yifas v'dogim. You have hunters of animals, of birds, of fish, sh'nizdam l'mehem minem t'meim, that as they're hunting, one of these non-kosher minem come up, mutter l'machram l'nachram, they may be sold to goyim. Why? It says Leisoich Leyechelu. It's also b'hanah. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam Damakra Lachem. Since the Torah uses the word Lachem, what is the Torah teaching us with the word Lachem? Shalachem Yehe. You're allowed to have Hanah. Ask the Gemara, Yehoch Yafil Lechatchil Al Nami. This is the way the Rishonim explain this question. Beautiful. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, and we really just spoke about it, that it's only b'di'evid that you're allowed to do business with these things that are non-kosher. If the Torah is telling us, l'chem, that you're allowed to have hana, how could a Mishnah go against what it says explicitly in the Torah? So why is there a halacha that only b'di'evid you're allowed to do business? It should be l'chatchila be allowed to do business. And says the Gemara, shani hachad amakra yu b'aviyosin yehei. What do you call it? That it remains in its status. I'm going to get back to this in a minute. L'cheskia, l'amli l'mechtav l'yachal. According to Chizki, we have an obvious question. The Torah writes this pronunciation of lo ya'achal, which means an isa hanoah, and then it says lachem, which means it's mutaba hanocha, l'mishri. Lo y'lichta rechmona lo ya'achal. Don't write lo ya'achal, which won't lead you to believe that it's asuba hanoah, and then we lo ba'y lachem. And it says the Gemara, amla Chizki, you're right. The Torah could have done that. The Torah could have just written lo ya'achal, and I would know it's only asuba achila, not asuba hanoah. But where would I learn this concept that Chizkiya told us that when the Torah writes lo ya'achal and isa hanoah is meant? Where do we know that from? This is from where we know it. Tam in idin nami mahacha. From here I learned that wherever it says lo ya'achal, it means isa hanoah. It has to say it one place at least. So Nara Gemara said a very important halacha, that you're not allowed to do business with something that's not kosher. So the question is, what is mutter, what is asr, and is it midaraisa midarabbanan? So the Truma Sadashin says that our Gemara is only in a smachta. Midaraisa, you're allowed to do business with something that's treif, what's mutter asr, we'll talk about in a moment, and all the psukim here are only in a smachta. Most Rishonim, Tosfos, disagree, and they say that the isr is even midaraisa. But what? What is mutter and what is asr? So the first heter is nizdam nuloy. What does nizdam nuloy mean? Let's say I'm shechting an animal. I'm shechting an animal that I want to use it to eat kosher. But the animal's a treifa, it's a nevela. That's certainly mutter. My goal was that it should be kosher. Nizdam nuloy, it came up that it's treif. That's certainly mutter. Tosfos asks that if the halacha is, and according to Tosfos it's midaraisa, that you now do business with something that's treif, why is the halacha that you sell horses or donkeys? They're treif. And Tosfos asks, on the other hand, the Mishnah says that there's a specific isser to sell chazerim. Why do I need a special isser? It's included. So Tosfos says that the isser is only midi d'achila, something that's eaten. Something that's not eaten, there's no isser. So now we understand. Horses and donkeys are not sold to be eaten. I'm selling them to transport. Chazerim, I may be selling a chazer, also not to be eaten. Yet the Mishnah tells us, even if a chazer is specifically osur, that even if you don't sell it, letzoyru chachila, it's osur. Or Taisha says, what the issue with a chazer is, that it's there's an oror, there's a special curse on somebody that does business with chazerim. And that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to do business with something that's osur, certainly if it's osur midaraisa, just if nizdam nuloy. Now in this het of nizdam nuloy, there's a few machlokes in hapoiskim. One machlokes says, what does nizdam nuloy mean? Does it mean that I'm a professional hunter, and when I'm a professional hunter, that's what I do for a living, I catch fish for a living, and I get kosher fish and non-kosher fish together. But let's say if I just go as a hobby fishing, then I wouldn't have a het to sell the non-kosher fish. So machlokes HaRishonim. The Beis Yosef is Machmer, other Rishonim are Mekel. Now, let's say I'm a professional. So everybody agrees that when I get the non-kosher byproduct, I could sell it. There's a Machlokes, could I sell it separately? I could sell the kosher separately or the non-kosher separately, or I only could sell it as a package. Machlokes Shach and Beis Yosef. Now there's another Shaila, the Magen Avraham discusses. Let's say I'm selling something which is non-kosher. The example I was thinking was animal fat. So if I'm selling it as a food item, it's certainly osur. It's something that's osur midaraisa, animal fat. But let's say I'm selling animal fat not for food consumption. I'm selling it as a grease for a car or for a machine. So it's a midah de meichel. It's something that's eaten. But my goal is to sell it as a non-food juice. Is a mutter asa. Magen Avraham is meichel. Continues the Gemara. Vrei chametz. What about chametz? The Rachman Amal le'yo'echel chametz. The Torah uses the word le'yo'echel, which means that even according to Chizkiya, you're now out of Hano, the Tanya, we're going to learn a Braisa. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Amar, Tama Latzmcha. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is speaking to the Chametz, and he says, I wonder, how could you say, Hey Chametz Asuba Na Kal Shiva? Rabbi Yosef Aglili addressing the Rabbanim, tell him, how could you say the Chametz is also all a Pesach? How could you not say it? It says, Lo Yachel. So like the Rishonim point out, Chizkiya certainly can't agree with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. If the Torah went out of its way, as Chizkiya tells us, to write the words lo ya'achel, to teach us that it's also b'hano, Rabbi Yosef Aglili certainly can't, and Chizkiya cannot agree. The question is, what about Rabbi Avua? Is there a way of explaining Rabbi Avua with Rabbi Yosef Aglili or not? Because like the Rishonim explain, this language that Rabbi Yosef Aglili employs is a very funny language. Usually when the machlokes, I hold, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says this, the Rabbanon hold this. Here Rabbi Yosef Aglili prefaces his remarks, Toma alatzmcha, I can't understand you. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say that I can't agree that there's any indication that chametz is osba hano. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Avu, when it says the word lo yoichel, there's an isa hano. Shani hasam, answered the Gemara, damakra v'lo yiroh l'chasar. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the pasuk says, shlo yiroh l'cha, shlcha yehe, that you're allowed to have hano. Rabbanon, according to Rabbanim, that you're not allowed to have hano, what are they going to do with the shulcha? Shulcha yataroya avataroya shulachayrim v'shal gavoya. You're not allowed to have Jews chametz in your property, but a non-Jew or hegdish chametz you're allowed to have. Vidach, the one that uses l'cha, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who tells us l'cha teaches us that you're allowed to have hano. What are you going to do with both l'cha? With the l'cha, he says trei l'cha k'sivi. The Torah says the word l'cha twice. L'yor l'cha chametz v'l'yor l'cha sor. One is to teach us that you're allowed to have hana, and one is to teach us avat roish lachem shel gvoya vidoch. And the other mandama chad benachru shikvashtoi. One is talking about a guy who's under your domination. The chad benachru shloikibashtoi, and both type of guys chametz you may have. As to Rishonim, nowhere in Shas do we find that the Torah makes a distinction when it says, for you it's mutter, for Goy it's osser, for Goy it's mutter, for you it's osser. Then we never find the Torah draws a distinction between a Goy that you have domination over or not. Why do we do it here? So they say, the Torah only needs to do it once. The Torah does it here. Once it does it here, it applies to Kala Torah Kula. So we don't have to do it again. Vidach, Tlos L'chal K'sivi. It says three to teach us all these halachas. Vidach, what's he going to do with all three? Chad besar v'chad b'chametz. We need a separate pasuk for yeast, and we need a separate pasuk for chametz. Why does he hold we need separate pasukim for yeast and chametz? Because each one of these items have a unique characteristic. Sar, yeast, is inedible, but it has the ability to be machmetz, to make other things chametz. Chametz, which is, let's say, a piece of bread, is very edible, but it doesn't have the ability to make other things chametz. So that's why it has to have separate pesukim. Says the Gemara Lamech Tanoi, perhaps the machloikas that we have between Chizkiya and Rabbi Avua, if the word lo yoichel does include issa hano or does not include issa hano, is really a machloikas Tanoi. The pasuk says yosul chomelacha. The Torah is speaking there about the chaylev of a nevela. Usually chaylev of a nevela, you're not allowed to eat. Now the Torah says the osul chamalacha, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to work with it. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa. Ma tamalayim l'chamalacha, what is the pasuk teaching us? Shiyachal, I would think, l'malachas gevoya yemutar, you could use it for hegdish. That means, let's say you want to use nevela fat to grease a chair in the base of Migdash, it's fine. L'malachas hegdit yeyasar, but for your own private use, it should be asar. Tamalayim l'chol malacha. It can be used even for private usage. Divrei, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Kiva uses the pasuk for a different limit. Shiyachal l'mlechus yehedjit yeh tahar. That for chulin it should be tahar. L'mlechus gemoya yeh tamei. But as far as hegdish is concerned, it's tamei. Tamalayim l'cha malacha, it's not tamei at all. So now the Gemara summarizes. Rabbi Yosef Glili, L'tumah Tahara La Yitzukra. The pasuk is not coming to teach us a halacha regarding tumah tahara. Kitzur kral isel heter. The pasuk is teaching us a halacha regarding isel v'heter. That not only may hedish use it, even a hedjit may use it. And like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains, we find many places that the Torah is more makel with chela for hedish than it is for chulin, because on the mizbeach they fed the mizbeach chelif. We're not allowed to eat chelif. So I would say the same thing even for general usage. Only Hegdish may use it, not Hegit. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glili says, that even for general usage, even a Hegit may use it. Rabbi Kiva uses a different approach. Issa v'heta loitzor kro. Why, we'll see in a moment. Kietzor kro l'tum l'tahara. And again, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains, and it works beautifully with the sugya that we just finished learning. Since we learned in the sugya of Chanina Skana Kahanim, that by Hegdish we find higher degrees of Tumah v'Tahara. Hegdish goes up to Revi'ah L'Kodesh. Chulin only goes up to Sheni. So it's say that Chelev is Tameh for Hegdish, but it's not Tameh, Chelev Nevela, for Chulin. That's why the Pasuk tells us that even for Hegdish, it's not Tameh. And in fact, the Rishonim say, why isn't it? It touched the Nevela. And Nevela is Tameh, so it should become automatically Tameh. So they say, we're not talking about chela that was from a nevela, we're talking about chela from a treifa. And a treifa is not automatically tamei. Says the Gemara, now let's analyze this machlaikis that we learned between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. My la, b'hokimuthki. What is the basis of the machlaikis? Rabbi Yosef Glili sover, loy soichlu, mashem bein isa achila bein isa hana. That loy soichlu means both that you're not allowed to have hana and achila. So it says that the chaylev is also b'hano. So if I have a pasuk, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? V'chiyosi krol l'mishril and avil b'hano. That even though I would say it's also b'hano, the Torah tells us that it's mut b'hano. Rabbi Kiva Sava, is achil mashma. No, when it only says lo yisaychlu, he holds like Chizkiya, that only in is achil is included. Is hano lo mashma. Is hano is not included. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that's mut b'hano. So what must the pasuk then tell me? V'chiyosikra l'tumah v'tahara. Because for Hana, I don't need a pasuk. It was never aser, because he holds like Chizkiya. So now what were you saying? That the machloikis that we've been learning for 2 days between Chizkiya and Rabbi Avuah is really a machloikis of Rabbi Akiva and the Tanna Kamma. Says the Gemara Loi. The kulam loy soich l'mashu b'nis achil b'nis Hana. Everybody could agree with Rabbi Avuah that loy soich l'mashu includes the isa Hana. So what is the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili? V'hoch b'hokim efugi. Rabbi Yosef Glili sover k'shehutru nevela. We know, as we learned earlier, yesterday, that you're allowed to have hanah from a nevela. So Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that although I'm allowed to have hanah from the nevela, he hutra, yes, I'm allowed to have hanah from the nevela. Chel b'vegida lehutra. But that doesn't mean I'm allowed to have hanah from the chelif. So I have to have a separate pasuk to tell me I'm allowed to have hanah from the chelif. The chitzur kro leheter hanah adu'asa, because it's not included in the heter on the nevela. Rabbi Kiva sov, on the other hand, kishehotru nevela, when the Torah told us I'm allowed to have hanah from nevela, chel bo v'giba nami hutra. The chelif and the gitter automatically included. So I don't need a new pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to have hanah from the chelif. So v'chiyitzur kro, what is the pasuk teaching me? The tumah v'tahara. Ask the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, a heter on nevela does not automatically include a heter on chelev and gid. So chelev, Rabbi Yosef Glili identified a pasuk that you're allowed to have hanah yosel l'chol malacha. But what about gid? How will Rabbi Yosef Glili tell us that you're allowed to have hanah from gid? Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glila, Ashken Chelev the Shai Rechman Rano. We have a pasuk that tells us that you're allowed to have Anor from Chelev. El Gid. But according to Rabbi Yosef Glila, should we say name of the Asr? Since I have no pasuk that tells me that you're allowed to have Anor from the Gid of an Avela, maybe you're not allowed to have Anor from the Gid of Nosh of a Chelev. Answers the Gemara, Ibai say Machanam Dasr. Yes. Rabbi Yosef Glili may indeed hold that it's also to have hanah from the gid of a nevela, since I have no pasuk that tells me that it's mutter. Vibay Seima, You know how I know, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, that you're allowed to have hano from the gid of Nevela? Maisle b'kal v'chayma. I'm going to learn what a kal v'chayma. Or ma chaylev, sh'onish karis. If chaylev, which is so serious, that if somebody chas v'shalom eats chaylev, he's chayiv karis. Still, it's mutar b'hano. Everybody agrees that chaylev is mutar b'hano. Gid, she'ein onish karis. Gid, where there is no issa karis. Like koshken, that it's mutar b'hano. That's how I know that's mutar b'hano. Ask the Gemara. But yesterday we identified a sheet of Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon held that it's aser to have hano from a gid. We have this kavachayma that we just learned. Rav Shimon, the aser. Rav Shimon that says that you're not allowed to have hano from a gid. Ikel mifrach, why don't we say, why isn't the kavachayma good? Says the Gemara, ikel mifrach. The kavachayma could be disrupted. How could it be disrupted? Ma l'chelef shiken hutam mechlola. Eitzel chaya. Time begid shloi hutam mechlola. Eitzel chaya. Mida raisa, the only chelef that's osur is chelef of a behema, of a domesticated animal. Not of a chaya, undomesticated animal. So what are you saying, the kavachayma? Ma da chelef, which is onish karis. You're allowed to have anah, certainly gid. No, gid has something over chaylev. Chaylev only applies by behema. Gid applies both by behema and chaya. So your kavachayma is not a good kavachayma. So now, ask the Gemara, we attempted to use this kavachayma according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now we said that this kavachayma is not a good kavachayma. So we're back to where we started. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, the behema kriminit. I'm not talking about bachayas. Let's talk about the gid of a behema. And the gid of a behema, we have a proof that it should work. Because if chaylev, which is a chiv karis by behema, you're allowed to have anah, certainly gid. Behema, miyas layishtri. But behema, we certainly should have anah. And like Tosfos explains, once I could prove conclusively, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that because of the kavachayma, that you're allowed to have hano from the chaylev from the gid of a behema, because I have a kavachomer from the chaylev of a behema, I will then expand it and say gid is a gid. So if I can have hano from the gid of a behema, I can have hano from the gid of a chaya. Now, ask the Gemara. We've spent a few days speaking about the machloikis of Rav Avuah and Rav and Chizkiah. Michti, isvinu kol hanikroi. We've brought down all this psukim. We've traveled through Torah. We've traveled through Shas. V'shininu Chizkiah Rav Avuah. And in all these places, we've basically ended up, the Chizkiah and Rav Avuah don't really significantly disagree, because they always have the same halacha. So what is the machlokes? B'may pligi, says the Gemara, b'chametz v'pesach v'libet rabbanan. How I know that chametz is also b'hano and pesach according to rabbanan, that according to Chizkiah I learned from Le'isayecho, according to Rav Avuah I learned from elsewhere, and b'sha'an niskav v'libet the divrei hakol. Ask the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Chizkiah nafalem lo'yayecho. Chizkiah is going to say that these things are also b'hano, because the Torah used this different type of language, of terminology of lo yo'achel. Rav Avuah nafalem nevela. And Rav Avuah is going to say, since the Torah said by nevela yilara av hano, that means only by nevela yilara av hano, everywhere else not. Ask the Gemara. Michti. Fine. So what is the machlaikis? The machlaikis is really how do we understand psukim. But in halach lamaisa, bein lamar, asurim b'hano. The both asur b'hano. So my benai. So we're back to where we started. What's the nafkamina? So the tzlach makes a beautiful point. He says, I could say a big nafkamina. According to Chizkiah, I learned from the word lois sa'ochel, which is a lav. And a lav, I get malchus from. According to Bavu, I learned from an essay, from the Vela. So I wouldn't get malchus. So why does the Gemara give that teretz? Says that tzlach, from this Gemara we have a raya to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that even with his issa hano, if somebody has hano, he doesn't get malchus. Even if you learn from Leisaychel. So that's why the Gemara couldn't give that nafkamina, because there's never chiv malchus. So what is the practical nafkamina? Says the Gemara, Mechti, again, Bein Lamar, both according to Chizkiah and both according to Bavuah, Asur Manoah, Mai Benayu. Says the Gemara, Ikum Benayu, Chulun Shenishchitu Be'Azara. Nafkamina is what's going to be the halacha chun shnish to bezara. Chizkia savar lo yachol lemuti hani. Since the Torah used this unique terminology of lo yachol, everything that is also by no, I know from that. So we had the word that we discussed yesterday of lekelech tashlichun osoy. What do I learn from the word osoy? Lemuti chulin shenishk tu bazara. The chulin shenishk tu bazara is osbano. Avuasava osoy. I need the word osoy lemuti hani. That all other places osbano. And chulin shenishk tu bazara, he will hold is lav deraisa. There is no issa deraisa to have hano from chulin shenishk tu bazara. So the practical nafkamina la halach lemaisa will be by chulin shenishk tu bazara.